Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
When I just heard Busby say record-setting cold in his forecast, listen to this for the first week of September. Still summer. The high temperature on Monday, 77. Okay. The high temperature on Tuesday, 73. Wednesday, 70. This is glorious.
Yes, please.
This is perfect weather. Wednesday, 76. Thursday, 70. Friday, 78. And next Saturday, 76.
But you know what happens next week after the week?
It probably goes up to 99
goes up to 98
over 100.
Degrees with 80%
that's
humidity.
That's all right. That's all right.
Feel I like told, you got hit by a wet blanket.
I told you guys, I saw Mums outside at Hy-Vee the other day, and I went, ooh, are we ready? I don't feel like we're quite ready for Mums.
I'm sad to announce this, but there is one particular establishment, and I will not name it because they don't deserve it, already selling pumpkin spice lattes.
No.
It's
I'm not,
August,
I'm just
people.
Not there yet. You gotta
chill.
Ease me into it being cold.
Okay, it says here, I told you, I have a mum that's planted in my side landscaping, and I always thought they were annuals. I'm not trying to go all Toby Tobin on everybody
here. If you're planting them, they will come back.
That is correct. Mums are technically perennials, but the ones commonly sold in pots in the fall are often treated as annuals because they are bred for peak bloom at that time.
Yes.
And may not survive the winter.
It does depend on the type of mum.
It also depends on whether you kill everything like I do. And when you do that, including everything's birds. An annual.
I'll tell you what, I don't know what's going on in my yard, but I'm having a rough summer. I have a green thumb. I am very good at planting things and keeping them alive.
Okay.
But I'm losing a big bush in the backyard right now.
Aww.
I've already lost several things in the landscaping. Last summer, I lost a gigantic fir tree in the backyard.
Huh.
And I have no idea what's going on. And the grass, I'm getting like little splotches of yellow grass in the yard. And I'm thinking to myself, I am not winning Yard of the Month this year.
Do you guys have a Yard of the Month?
No. I was just goofing.
As I've mentioned, our yard is absolutely beautiful, but we are in the new homeowner trying to figure it out stage.
Yeah.
So there's been a couple of patches that we've taken out, and we know that the people who own the home for like 40 years live in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we are so worried that they're walking by like, I cannot believe you butchered that flower
Oh, they're
bed.
Totally judging you when they go by.
But by the way, let me promise you this. Every previous homeowner drives by at some point, and oftentimes more than once,
look what they did
to see what you've done. For example, I may or may not have driven by the old Roland Park house about a week ago.
Okay.
Just to see how it looks.
Okay, you're borderline stalking that poor woman that bought that house, but go ahead.
I'm not going up to the door.
Okay.
Just watching from a distance.
But
with
binoculars. I was always meticulous about the landscaping there. And I had planted some burning bushes in the bushes in the front landscaping. I had driven by about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't help but notice.
And couldn't help but notice that the burning bushes were completely untamed, out of control, covering up the front windows of the house.
Kind of like a wildfire.
And at that point, I almost went to the front door and asked her if I could trim the burning bushes.
No, you do not go to someone's door and say, can I trim your bush?
Phrasing.
What is wrong with you?
What if it's a burning bush?
No! God, that is so weird.
No, when the sellers told us, because we were part of a rare situation where we got to meet the sellers, and they told us that the homeowners before them still lived in the neighborhood.
Okay.
Outwardly, we were like, oh, that's so cool. And deep down, we were like, what? Really?
So when I drove by last week, She didn't trim the bush. She cut them down. They're gone.
Oh.
They're gone.
Well, with some, you're hydrangeas, you're supposed to cut them back. This is not one of those you're supposed to cut back.
A burning bush? Absolutely, you trim it back.
But not okay, can we all stop? The way down to the nub.
Okay.
God.
Can we just change the subject? There's too many.
I'm learning yard things, Scott. We're all learning right. as we go here.
Well, so anyway, I happen to be off tomorrow. I think I'm going to head out to Suburban Lawn and Garden.
Growing with you.
I am going to grow with them. And I'm going to get some new plants.
Good.
And I'm going to get some grass seed. You know, fall's the best time to plant.
Good. I'm aware.
And so I'm going to do some yard work tomorrow and take Lizzie in for her first vet appointment.
Aww.
That sweet, dumb dog.
When are you going to bring her in?
Once I get her trained better. She's very excited. And if what you would end up hearing during a four-hour show is at some point she's going to get restless and want to go outside and run. And you'll just hear...
Oh, she whines.
And I don't think that makes for necessarily good radio. Google has confirmed that hackers are gaining access to Gmail accounts and that compromised passwords are behind a significant number of successful intrusions, their words. But there is a separate warning from the tech giant that must now be addressed. Most Gmail users must change their passwords to secure their accounts.
Okay.
Like right now?
I'm confused by this because I was very upset, what is it, 3 years ago now when Google made me switch to the two-factor authentication. Because it's never easy to log in. But that means that if you have my password, it doesn't matter. My phone is going to notify me that you're trying to log into my account. And if I'm not actively trying to log into my account, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
So why do we need to go change our password?
Because they're
right
telling
now?
You that hackers are accessing accounts with incredible frequency right now.
Is it one of those things where they will target you, or will they then get into your email and send emails to all of your contacts and try to get them to send you money or them to send you help? I'm not saying that's okay either. But what is somebody going to get if they get into my email? Let me just save you the trouble, Scott. 96,000 spam emails.
Password manager.
Oh. Maybe?
They're looking for your passwords for your banking and other See? Things.
Ugh. And I don't do that, Dan, because I'm smart.
Well,
by the way, they are saying that the scammers are pretending to be Google support staff. Where have we heard that?
Nancy Miller.
And they're targeting account holders via emails and calls.
We just have to train ourselves to not believe any of that stuff and take no action unless you want to take action with a bank or a group or organization.
And what they say is go to your bank's website. Don't follow any link. It's so bad now that during the break, this last break, my phone rang and it was a 573 number. Isn't that... Springfield or something? I don't even
think
know.
It's Mid-Missouri or Southern Missouri.
I looked at that and I looked at Scott and I go, I'm never answering my phone again if it's not somebody I know.
I've told the story before, but I'll tell it again. And it still cracks me up when there was a fraud alert on my debit card and the bank called me to warn me that there was a fraud alert. And they asked me a question to make sure that it was actually me that they were talking to. And it was a guy named Mike. I was like, Mike.
Was it Mike Miller, Nancy's husband?
Mike, I don't trust you, man. I'm so sorry. I'm going to hang up and I'll call Bank of America myself. And Mike was like, I get it. So I called the Bank of America fraud line. Hello, this is Mike.
Mike here.
I was like,
they're good.
Hey, Mike.
But that's great.
So anyway, what you were saying.
Was it the same voice and everything?
Same guy. Okay. Same guy. He had a good laugh on that.
But that's what you need to do nowadays because there are ne'er-do-wells that are coming after all of us.
And when do ne'er-do-wells do well?
Ne'er.
Exactly. Story here from New York. That awkward moment when the coffee shop tablet swivels toward you with tip options starting at 20%.
Ha!
More Americans are now hitting no tip.
No tip.
This year compared to last year, according to a new study, and they're keeping serious money in their pockets as a result. This shift in consumer behavior is not only influenced by personal choice, but also by an evolving perception of social expectations surrounding tips. New research shows Americans spent $283 on pressure-driven tips in 2025. That is down 38%
okay.
from the $453
no.
Americans handed over in tips in 2024.
Wait. I want it separated out. $400 in stupid, I shouldn't be tipping you tips?
These are pressure-driven tips.
Okay.
Not you're going to a restaurant.
$400.
This is not going to your hairdresser.
Just going to ask you a question here, and you're just going to press just right there.
What this really shows is how much people are engaging with these types of outfits and paying this. We eat out a lot. We order stuff.
Right. But they're not including restaurants or hairdressers or any of that. This is just
pressure-driven.
Pressure-driven. I know. At your coffee place, at your fast food place.
At your self-service kiosk.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Now, you said it was awkward. You read the thing and said it was awkward. I guess I'm just more gray now. I don't find it awkward to say no.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, I do.
Oh, no. There's no awkwardness.
I went and had coffee with a buddy last week, and all I got was an iced tea at this coffee shop. And they flipped that screen around on you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and he's standing right there. And I'm like, $1.
No.
The only time it's annoying to me is when I'm in a
sucker.
Hurry. If I'm not in a hurry, I'm like, so what did you do to deserve a tip?
I don't engage with them. I just look for the button that says no or other and move along.
I'm telling you, it's almost made me consider briefly carrying cash because I've done it once or twice where I accidentally have cash. And when they say your Starbucks is going to be $6.20 and you hand them $6.20, there is no awkward. Now I just get you
great
just
point.
Here's the cash. We're done.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's time now for today's ADD word of the day, your anti-dum-dum word of the day. We are of the opinion on this show that Americans' vocabulary is getting smaller. We're trying to expand it with you.
Okay.
And we're going to give you a word that you've probably never heard of.
But you could use in a sentence.
Correct. Jinx.
Do you remember yesterday's word?
Can you give me the word and I'll tell you what it meant?
Sure.
Okay.
Munificence.
Munificence.
Yes.
Is when you, I remember the fake
Let's
guesses.
Say that it in some way relates to our previous topic.
Is it very overly excited?
No. What would that have to do with our previous topic?
I don't remember our previous
excited
topic.
To give somebody a tip.
No. I don't remember our previous topic.
I remember it was very popular in the 1800s, you said.
It was.
I remember weird things, but not the definitions.
The popularity fell off, about 1810.
It is the use of a musket.
No.
That was my fake definition, the excitement well,
why
over
Why
do
the- I remember the fake one, and I can't remember the real one?
Munificence was the quality or action of being lavishly generous.
That's right.
Okay.
Your word of the day for today.
Okay.
This is not working.
Pendiculation.
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 Pendiculation is going to be a verb.
Or pendiculate. Yeah, either one.
Well, pendiculate would be the verb. Pendiculation.
Would a human be one to pendiculate?
A human can. Actually, a human probably does pendiculate every single day.
Okay. Pendiculation. Is it
Where's
the,
your mind going, Mr. Laughter?
No? Well, there's a word in the middle of the word that...
Is it the act of drifting off to sleep?
Ooh, no, but think of the opposite.
It is the act of staying awake.
What do you do right after you wake up?
You brush your teeth. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
No.
You check your phone.
Stretch. It's the act of stretching.
The morning stretch.
The morning stretch.
Often accompanied by a yawn. Typically deemed an automatic response.
The pendiculation.
You're pendiculating.
Up. I am.
But you, well, no, because you didn't just wake up.
It's almost 4:30.
It reduces fatigue. It doesn't have to be just when you wake up, but we do it every single time we wake up.
The act of stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Pendiculation.
Pendiculation.
That's a good one, Sam. Thank you.
You're welcome. So in the morning, make sure to pendiculate.
Okay.
Well, we're going to try.
With munificence.
So in Florida, they are using robot rabbits.
Oh, no.
In the Everglades. And they look, they move, they even smell like the kind of furry Everglades marsh rabbit that a Burmese python would love to eat. But these bunnies are robots.
Oh.
Meant to lure the giant invasive snakes out of their hiding spots. It is the latest effort by the South Florida Water Management District.
They're taking over the ecosystem down there.
That's right. To eliminate as many pythons as possible from the Everglades, where they are decimating native species with their voracious appetites. In the Everglades National Park, officials say the snakes have eliminated 95% of small mammals as well as thousands of birds. Removing them is fairly simple, says Mike Kirkland, who's an animal biologist for the Water District. It's detection. We're having a really hard time finding them. So they have deployed 120 robot rabbits this summer.
So something out of Despicable Me.
As an experiment. Previously, there was an effort to use live rabbits as snake lures, but that became too expensive and time-consuming. So the rabbits are in a little see-through box.
Okay.
And it just spins, and it's on a small stick, and it just spins around and around and around.
Okay.
And apparently it looks like the marsh rabbit.
Then the snake will come out, and then you
catch it. And then they
kill
it. Oh. No, they kill it.
All right.
All right, we got to run. Football is coming up. Woo! Mizzou taking on Central Arkansas. Pregame starts in about 1 minute. Celebrating birthdays today, Jennifer Coolidge is 64. She was Stifler's mom in American Pie. Shania Twain is 60. Jeez. Jack Black is 56. Jason Priestley from Beverly Hills 90210 is 56. And Leanne Rimes is 43. Enjoy the game. Have a great night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Rye. My name is Scott Parks. And God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.